Blog Talk Radio.
Hey and howdy, y'all. Kit and Caboodle, here it is. Galen Patterson, Midwest Muscle. A little bit of a down-home country fun right here. Well, this program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in, I guess, in America, too, if we're going to include the world. But, hey, I'll say that, too. If you are a drug-free athlete and are looking for a solid foundation to stand on, even if your little piggies get cold, you can still stand on them, right?
Oh,
yes, you can. Yeah. And a vehicle to drive your goals like what, Dance?
Like a mass truck through ice cream.
I tell you what. And there you have it. Check us out at p4pmuscle.com. And now I reckon we can chatter, speak to each other, converse, and talk. Howdy. Howdy, Desiree.
Howdy. Howdy, Mr. O'Patterson. How are you this fine Thursday?
I'm frozen. The little piggies are a little frozen from walking with them cold piggies, but I'm doing pretty good.
Very, you know, it's this weather has been something else. It's nice, it's cold, it's nice, it's cold. I'm not quite sure. I mean, it's February. I'm waiting for more snow to dump on us because typically February usually has more snowfall than January, but I'm not sure what's going on.
I don't think anyone is, and it's so up and down. Like, I was just telling somebody that we're having a year's worth of weather in a week, and that's not
normal.
Well,
howdy, Dez.
Welcome back.
Thank you much. I missed all of you guys. But hey, you know, I had some parental duties to take care of, and I knew
we
Kaylin was going to be in good hands with the boys from P4P Muscle, which I hear it was a very robust show.
Yes, it was. I mean, you know, I think they're planning so far ahead that they don't realize how big the news they're giving really is. Because, like, they were just rolling it out like, we're going to do this. And we're going to, because, you know, I said, just go back to the very beginning. Because, like, I don't think people really understood when they were saying, you know, is this really going to happen? Because, you know, you and I know about the money booth. You and I know about the $300 and $500 giveaways to the best the winner of the show, and this was not from the promoter. This was from P4P basically just showing up and saying, "Hey, we're going to give out $300, $500." So this is nothing new to our understanding, but a lot of the listeners were really kind of taken back with, you know, because it's more because, you know, like a lot of our listeners. And we're getting right into the show, guys. This is what we're doing. We're doing a recap of the recap. So that's what we're going to start with. And
we are going to do a recap of the recap. But before we do that, we would be remiss if we didn't find out who everyone was rooting for this weekend. Because you know it is the 52nd Super Bowl.
Super Bowl Sunday is
here. Oh, my gosh. You were just going to gloss right into the show.
Yes.
And without even saying, so I have to put you on the spot. Who's your team? Who are you rooting for, KP?
I don't care for either team, and I know that's kind of bad. But, you know, I just don't care for either one. I'm sorry. It's like if they could gloss over this, I would be fine because I was sure trying to do it myself. Who's your team, Dan?
You know, I'm kind of in that boat with you. So I guess we need to hear from listener land out there and let us know who you guys are rooting for. And while you guys are filling us in on who your team is, I've got another question for you.
Says Patriots are thieves. They're a ball game.
Patriots are thieves.
Yeah, Cynthia's saying Philadelphia should win because they come from down under. I hope that's a reference to Australia, but no. And, we got 27 Patriots right now. We've got 6 for the Philadelphia. So it's looking like everybody's rooting for Tom Brady.
for New England, eh? Well, I guess we will see what happens. Well, and you know, come on. I know how many of you are like me. I'm really just watching for the commercials this year anyway. I mean, really. And I hope
right.
I'm not disappointed. Because some year the commercials are eh, and then other years they're like awesome. You're like, whoa, where did that creativity come from? But, yeah, so we'll just have to see how that goes. But here's my other question, and this one is going to put you on the spot. If there were a Super Bowl of natural bodybuilding competitions, who would be competing against each other this year in the Super Bowl?
Oh, on the male
side,
I can start.
Which two competitions? Not athletes, competitions.
Oh, I got to go in the Midwest. I would. It used to be, I would say, with the international vibe, can we do three?
Well, no, because there's only two teams. Only two teams can play a Super Bowl, so it would have to be two shows. Just two shows. Which two shows would go head-to-head for the Super Bowl of natural bodybuilding competitions?
Well, I know there's going to be people that disagree, but I would say the Mayhem would have to be one, and the IPE World would have been two, simply because of the just how enormous it was. And if you took those two together, that would be a pretty top competitive group. And I know the Mayhem didn't have the pro lineup, but even on the amateur side, you still had a pretty deep class of competitors. Is that
interesting?
Else?
And well, there's no right or wrong answer here. I was just interested in what what your thoughts were on it. And I would. Mayhem Productions in general are very strong. Are very, very strong. But
mm-hmm.
I know I gave you the option of just two shows, just two. So, you know, I would definitely go Minnesota Mayhem and, boy, I might have to think a little bit. I asked the question without even having an answer to it myself. Minnesota Mayhem,
yeah.
I go with that. I'm not sure who my sec would be. IPE World is not wrong. It's not wrong.
Okay.
But boy, I don't
sure.
know. You've got any of the world. You've got D-Pack too.
Yeah. I would have, like I said, if I could have had three, yes. But I did not.
And even though
because
we haven't seen it yet.
Super Bowl, you're talking about Super Bowl. You're talking about big and the top. So if you're talking about who showed up, I mean, yeah, those would be the choices.
So there you have it. And though we haven't seen it yet, if we had already seen P4P undefeated, I would think they would have to be a wild card contender.
If we're going 2018, yeah, P4P is going to be up there simply because of everything they put into it. Because, you know, when you talk about the presentation of a show, without good judging, you don't have a good show. Without a good presentation, you don't have a good show. Without good promoters, you don't have a good show. There's so much that has to be incorporated into a show for it to work
yep.
well. And I, you know, some of these promoters have gotten so good at what they do, that you know the competitors and the audience kind of take it for granted because they basically smoothed and streamlined everything out so well. That they just take it for granted that it's supposed to run this way. But it takes a lot of work. I don't want to say luck because there's a lot of preparation. And when you do preparation, that's not luck. That's hard work. And they basically just outlined it and streamlined it where they practiced it enough where it runs the way it does. There's always going to be a headache. There's always going to be a hiccup. But if you're talking about an overall presentation, it would have to be, I would go with the Natural Southern States Classic to start the year.
Yep, see,
and, you
I was
know,
just
going
to say that.
Yeah, so the Midwest
and Casey
represent. Yes, they represent. So you can't go wrong with that choice. The Mayhem has basically taken it up north and just blown it out the water and how they're going about doing it. And D-Pack World and, you know, the Natural Olympia for the PNBA. These guys know what they're doing. They've done it enough to where, you know, I've heard some, you know, squabbling about the 3-day process at the PNBA, with how sometimes it can go awry, but, you know, overall it's been happiness for everybody. And, you know, as long as the competitors are being addressed, then that's what you're looking for, you know, because with an international show, it's hard to go wrong because there's so many athletes from so many places. Just, you know, the dialect and the accent's enough for me to be excited to see it. And I think they're getting a better base of what they want to do. I know Romer Mendez. I haven't been to any of his shows, but I haven't heard anything wrong with what he's been doing. You know, so, you know, we still got places to see, shows to get to, and I'm sure our choices will grow with it. But right now, I'm saying the Midwest is represented.
Oh, the Midwest is represent, and I'm glad you brought up two things, because Romer Mendez, really, we haven't been to one of his shows yet, but he was really one of the first promoters in I would say our network that to roll out a weekend extravaganza, an expo is basically what it is. I mean, we're starting to see more promoters pick up on that concept, but he was really one of the first to grab hold of that and run with it and make it something special in a particularly difficult market. You're looking at Buffalo, New York, and he's just going gangbusters with that. And you're starting to see it gain momentum here in the Midwest, but he was really one of the first, like I said, in our network to roll with that and really try to make a go of it. Secondly, I'm glad that you brought up the PMBA. I said it right. Natural Olympia, because there was some big news out of the Diva Classic Mayhem Productions over the week, over just the last day or two, and the PMBA has extended. Now, Bikini Gals, listen up, extended a special invitation to this year's top three Diva Classic Bikini Pros to compete at Natural Olympia in Las Vegas. This is new announcement. So not only has the Diva Classic gone pro and is offering a pro stage, but now the top three finishers, top three bikini pros, qualify for the Natural Olympia in Las Vegas. Now, if that's not exciting, no, I don't know what is.
I'm very excited to hear it because, you know, I know that Leif gets the competitors up there, and he'll spoil them rotten when he does. And we've been screaming about this more and more often, to have a pro athlete addressed like a pro athlete. It is shameful to what we've seen in the past, to where basically they're just herded out, you know, made to do certain things and then herded back off the stage. If you're a pro athlete, then you should be treated as such, you know, before, during, and after. And I love how they're going about that, and I love what they're doing with that. But, you know, it was a shame what had happened to Leif last year. It was downright disgraceful, and, you know, it's frustrating when people had plans to do a show and had prepared for that show and then to be stripped of that opportunity. To me, that's so much that's taken away from that, that you can't really address it fully on this show since we're doing a recap. But that was something that JB, Joe, and I talked about on Tuesday, is how, you know, that there are certain things you'd be crazy not to have a winner from one of Mayhem's shows not step on stage somewhere else simply because the competition is so tough when you get to them. It would not make any sense to say, all right, they won, but since it's not part of our organization, we're not going to let them basically show all that they could to make our show better because we don't like this organization or this promoter. That's just insane. And that it's, you know, go to the archives. You can hear me and JB talking about it. Because we touched on that, you know, as much as we love the P4P Undefeated, those ideas came from somewhere. And I'm telling you, Mayhem Productions is pushing the envelope to make everybody basically challenge us on what is considered a good show.
Exactly. And they have been. And, you know, there are a lot of promoters stepping up to the plate to up their game and get creative and offer more and new things. And, you know, I've said it before, Kaylin said it before, the Midwest is where it's at right now for the natural scene. So a lot of great promoters, a lot of things going on. And speaking of great promoters, and then we're going to get to the recap, but Kaylin had a little rant a couple shows ago about so many shows being on the same date. And so many, I'm saying so many, but right now it's three this year. And after seeing this announcement come out from the Diva Classic, there's 12.
Yes,
I
count East Coast, Midwest, and West Coast, and there are 12.
Okay, so across
shows.
The coast.
Yes.
And three in particular in the Midwest, which they're all very strong shows, and so now you're going to get my side of the rant too. But so now you've got the Diva Classic is on May 5th. You've got the NGA Heart of America Natural Classic on May 5th, and that show also has a pro offering. And I'm not going to give away all the details because we're going to have John Abraham coming up on the show in March to talk about all the bells and whistles. But rumor on the street has it that they're going to have a special guest who just happens to be the Guinness World Records oldest female bodybuilder. Okay, so that's going to be going on at the Heart of America. And then you also have the Chi-Town Showdown going on May 5th. And that's just here in the Midwest. So there's just three. So these nine other shows that are sprinkled throughout our area and the East and West Coast, all happening on the same day. And some of them have a pro offering, which is unheard of because it used to be that you just didn't see that many pro shows available. And now, I mean, options are great, and I'm so glad that our athletes have lots of options to choose from. But then it kind of dilutes it because, you know, before they might go from one show to another show if they weren't in close enough proximity because they were just ready, so why not? But now that's not even an option when all of these shows are happening on the same date. And
yes.
I feel like, you know, there's kind of that push and pull then because a lot of times, you know, if you are show ready, then yeah, why not jump in the next show and support another promoter and you know, see how things go against that particular pool of athletes on that show versus, you know, whoever you were competing against the week before. But that's not even going to happen. So I'm interested to see how that level of competition is going to play in the registration numbers for all these shows that are happening on the same date.
True. And I've always likened natural bodybuilding to college athletics simply because we still don't have a defined format for how to take and address the athletes and as they compete. It seems like you said, it's to me, it's almost like you have the ACC versus the SEC versus the Big Ten versus the Pac-10 versus the Midwest. So it's like all these different groups and who's going to be the best. And I'm saying, well, if you have athletes that can transfer, then you better start taking care of the organization and the team itself being the athlete so you can always have that opportunity to have a Big Ten or basically Super Bowl or whatever granddaddy of them all. And basically until they start, then you have that happen. But as long as everybody's staying silent about things, then, you know, it's going to be some head bumping. It's going to be some shoulder rubbing that's aggressive. And, you know, I get competition levels, but if you basically, like you said, pulling the same athletes, then it makes no sense to basically ensure that your winner isn't the best for that weekend. That makes no sense to me. If you're all in a certain market in a certain area, then it just doesn't help to take away from that person actually getting a legit win. I don't want, like, you know, you and I have talked about it in the past about being on a stage. And, you know, I've seen, and myself included, where I've won and then gone to another show and gotten fifth place because the competition was that much better. And you're just talking about a weekend, so the diet's not been altered that much, and you come in looking better, but then you have people that came in looking even better than that. Then you know true competition, and that's what we should be striving for instead of saying, you know, we're going to dole out whatever just for the people to show up. We want true athletes on stage, and we want America to see our best instead of being, you know, I just had a good show because I had this many numbers, but how many were competitive? And I think that's what it gets down to. And you know, it's getting whittled down to where that understanding is true, and I think the competitors are looking for that. I know we have a lot of athletes that check the list, Desiree being one of them, to see who's going to be showing up to make sure it's going to have true competition. So, you know, more athletes are getting to that, and we're getting more athletes instead of people stepping on stage because I'll say this, and I'll say it until I'm blue in the face, there are truly some people that should not compete in any sport simply because of their mentality. And if you're talking about being judged for your physical appearance, you definitely if you're not mentally ready for the feedback that you get, you don't belong in this sport. And it's not saying that you don't belong in society. That's not what I'm saying at all. But if you don't have the mentality to take criticism about your own body and how it looks and what should be first place, then you really should really reconsider if you want to be on stage or not. That's.
And there you have it. That's all I got. Actually, I had some more about some Supergirl snacks that were kind of macro-friendly or diet-friendly, if you will. But you know what? We got to get to the recap of the recap. No, donuts weren't on the list. Donuts weren't on the list. If we have time to the end of, at the end of the show, I may share some of those. But we've got to get to the recap of the recap because I understand there was so much information flying around. We didn't get a chance to ask a lot of questions. So we got to get a lot of answers out there.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. So where do we start? Okay, the first one, I'm going to throw it to you, Des, for the information, and you're going to basically give your feedback, and then we'll go with that. Because it just, like, they talked about the seasonal flavoring and the person being on the product. So okay, here's the question. When they talked about the winner being on one of the P4P supplements, what P4P supplement were they referring? Is it just the seasonal, or is it all year?
You know, that is a great question, and it's one that I do not readily have the answer to. I will find out, unless you already know it. I mean, if somebody's going to be on a container, but I don't know if it's a seasonal container or if it's a regular one.
I think what JB and Joe were saying was they get their choice on which one they like the taste of best, and then that'll be their branded to that. And I think that's very creative, and that's very competitor involved, and I love that idea, and I think it's a good way to go about it. Because I know if you had me on one, I know Joe had already picked that Alter Ego Extreme for you and I to be on it. And I was thinking, heck yeah, I'd take that because I know it works. So if you give me an option and ask, that's great. To be presented on any product because you're a winner, that's great. But to have your choice to do it on the one everybody's going to see you with all the time and your face and name is on that, I think that's even more amazing. So, you know, I'm glad that's a good question, guys. I'm sorry, Carl, that was your question. I don't want to take your name from it. Great question. I'm really glad you guys were listening that in depth with it. What do you think about that, Dad?
I think that's awesome. I mean, just the fact that, you know, it's one thing to be put in an ad with a product, which is what you see from most sponsorship opportunities. If you're a sponsored athlete, you get to hold someone's product because you're attached to that brand. But to actually have your face on the product, now that's just a whole nother level. Because whether people see the ad or not, if whatever product you're on, that's their favorite flavor too, they're going to see you. They're going to see you. And that's, I mean, that's just wow.
Exactly. And the best part about it is you have a year-long promotion of you going anywhere and you being on that product. So that's a year-long sponsorship, a year-long promotion, branding, however you want to look at it. Your face is literally out there amongst thousands and millions. So that's a great opportunity, and I challenge anyone to overlook this show, P4P Undefeated, in Hocho, and say you didn't have a chance to vote it well. If you're a competitor, if you're basically a person looking for a win because nobody shows up, then I would really suggest, hey, you know, maybe reconsider your mentality first and then, you know, whether you want to be up against the big boys. Because, and I'm telling you, if you're not competing in the Midwest right now, you don't understand what I'm coming from, because the KC Classic was just phenomenal in itself. And then get to the IP World and see that kind of competition, you better be bringing it. And so it's going to be that kind of show, because I know Mr. and Miss Minnesota is a very big show as well, and their lines are just phenomenal. So you it's not going to be an easy win, but if you're a true competitor, show up.
Well, there you go. The challenge is there. The gauntlet has been thrown down. And if you were registering for P4P Undefeated by January 14th, then you got to take advantage of the early bird discount. Regular pricing is in full effect now, but still get it done, folks. Still get it done.
There you go.
Get her done. Meaning get registered and get ready.
Jake. This next question is from Jake, and he's asking about the women's side, if they were going to be addressing the women as well as they would the men and the pros. Dez, I'll let you answer that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's both sides. If you are a there are the female pro classes as well as the men's pro class, and if you happen to be an overall winner, females get put in the same drawing as men's. I mean, everyone's a pro, and everyone has the same opportunity to take advantage or to earn, I should say, all of the prizes that are available to those individuals. And on the amateur side, too. So, I mean, I know some shows you only see, you know, pro male categories offered. but that's not the case here. You have a full pro female lineup and a full pro male lineup.
Yes. And the money does not drop off because it's male or female. And it's king and queen of the hill. So that money is equal as well. So, you know, good questions, guys. I really want to stress this because I think a lot of people are still missing the point. And we will get to the questions tonight, guys, but we're dealing with the ones we had prior. So the point of the matter is this is nothing new to P4P. What they're doing with this show are things they've been creating and thinking about all year round when they were going to the other shows about what could work and what could happen. And Joe laid it out really well of how they're able to support the financial side of it because they had sponsors that are engaged in the show itself, not just for a booth. It's basically a group effort to make this happen. These are a whole bunch of people coming together to treat the athletes the way they think they should be treated. It's really phenomenal. I know it's groundbreaking, and I know some of this stuff that we're putting out there is hard to digest and understand because you just don't have the concept of what they're laying out. It's like that new building in town where you say, you know, this is a ranch house, and then you talk about two labors, and then you find out it's a mansion. There's going to be a lot of rooms we didn't think about covering because we just didn't know they existed. That's what this show is going to be like. It's groundbreaking. It's a lot of things that are basically prototypical. So it's going to be a paradigm shift in what you understand. It's going to be a lot of stuff that may not make sense until you get there. But everything's laid out to basically address what natural bodybuilding has been missing. So just keep that in mind. It's not something that's taken lightly. Every question, every piece of input has been addressed, and it's something done to grow the sport, not to grow P4P, not to grow. And basically there will be fallout. You know, you'll get fallout from growth because you did what you're supposed to, so people will be driven that way. Because, I know when Dez and I went to the Mayhem, we were just blown away with how it went, and it's going to be well spoken about because it was done correctly. So, you know, those things are out there, those things are done, but because you don't understand it yet doesn't mean it can't happen. It's going to happen. The groundwork has already been laid. The house has been built. All we got to do is show up. And that's the same thing with the athletes. Dez?
Nope, there you got it. Yeah, I think you covered it.
There you go. Okay, now here's another one, and this is more to the female side. Dez, this one is from Diana. And she's wanting to know about the MC work. Is Dez going to be missing out on the P4P Midwest Muscle interview? And I'll let you answer that.
You know, with the way that they are orchestrating the show, more than likely any interviews that happen during the competition, I will not be able to be a part of. KP is going to have that on lock for the show. But if we have the chance to catch up with any folks prior to or before the competition, I definitely plan to be there with them and be part of all the excitement.
Yes. And always remember that we are a team. So, you know, we're going to have a little plan laid out once we get a better understanding of the format and how things are going. We're definitely going to be in the house at Hocho, so you don't have to worry about that. And we'll, I know you guys love our live videos, but that'll be touch and go because we're not really sure yet, because it's going to be an entertaining thing, and Dez and I might be getting pulled to different places to basically keep the show running correctly, because we're getting the groundwork of what's going to be happening, so we'll have that a much better understanding when we get there than some of the people that might be helping the expedition. But it's really big. And speaking of the expeditions that are going to be happening, there is going to be a production crew, not basically people that are volunteering. There's going to be a production crew to line this out. This was laid out on the Tuesday show, so it won't be any guesswork at all. It's going to be a format,
nope.
And it's going to be adhered to make sure all of this works.
Yeah, so and it is going to be an entertainment experience. I mean, you're going to have DJ Marco that's going to be there live on stage. You have Team 2.0 busting some moves. I mean, it's going to be a full-scale entertainment experience, not to mention just the way that the seating is going to be laid out and, you know, food and beverage available and just the whole thing. I just don't even have words to describe it. It's just going to be an entertainment, a true entertainment experience.
Y'all ain't ready. I'm telling you. I just said like that. Y'all ain't. And it's no disrespect to anybody that understands the sport, but you really don't understand the way they're thinking, because this is athlete-based, athlete-themed, and athlete-addressed. And if you're not ready for that, I mean, it's just so crazy. But I'm going to get to the next question because we don't want to sit there and lose too much time. This next one is about the competition and the seasonal flavors. The like we said, whatever the person chooses, the athlete that wins gets that option about what they want to be on. The next one is about the flavors themselves, when they're going to be rolling out. This is the third-party testing. I don't think a lot of the listeners caught that when Joe was sharing that information. Even though he has tasted the samples and given approval, it still has to be third-party tested. Now, I have to tell you now, that is out of the PPP's hands when it's in third-party testing, hence why it's called third-party testing. So if they are wanting to do extra checking to make sure that, you know, this is exactly what it's supposed to be, then they have that right to do so because they're third party. That means they have their credibility at stake if they find something if that's incorrect or not listed. So they can take as much time to make a thorough check as they feel they have the need to. That's why it's called third party testing. When that is released, then they can put it on the market. And it can be, you know, so we've been hearing about these different flavors, but until they're released from the third party, we can do nothing about it. So the next, that part of the question goes to when and how is it going to be addressed as far as coming out for the competitors and on the site. So, Dez, can you speak about those sites that they can go to? To find the new flavors. Yes.
Well, I mean, the flavors themselves will be available on p4pmuscle.com. If you want to find out about the site to get registered, that is p4pundefeated.com. So there are your two options. Yeah, there they don't have what those flavors are going to be yet, as far as the options that the winners will be able to choose from. Those are not listed on the P4P Undefeated site yet, but that information will be forthcoming. But you can find out about all the bells and whistles, the divisions for the amateur side, the pro side. That would be Kaylin's pick. You know, and all of the other bells and whistles that go along with it. The registration form is right there online. You can pay online. It's all automated. You just go to one place, P4PUndefeated.com, and you can get it going. You can buy tickets, learn more about the venue, the sponsors for the show, all of that good stuff. And the site will continue. The boys are going to continue to add more information as it becomes available. So just keep checking back. And when we find out those details, you know we will be sharing that with you as well.
There you go. Now, this next one is from Sheila, and she's still a little confused about the retail pricing and how that works. So, Des, could you throw that out there?
Are we talking about the vault?
Yes.
Okay, so the P4P vault is a program, and Carolyn, correct me if I get any of these details confused based on what the boys shared on Tuesday, but it's basically a program where you purchase a membership and you get premium pricing below wholesale prices. So, you know, there's a lot of savings, a lot of times, not quite 50%, but close to 50% off of all purchases. 47.3%. I was rounding up, but 47.3% off on all purchases. Yep. So you're basically paying what the boys, when I say boys, I'm talking about the trio of P4P Muscle, Joe, JB, and Chad. You're going to get monthly access to information on training and nutrition as part of your monthly membership. You get 1% cash back bonus if you're part, if you have a P4P vault membership, and you maintain 12 consecutive months of membership. So if you are a vault, if you have a premium membership at the P4P vault for 12 months, you're going to earn 1% cash back. There will also be discounts on seasonal products. There will be pre-sales. You'll be able to order before the general public is able to order. And it's a month-to-month membership, so there is no contract. Okay, so when I was just talking about if you maintain your membership for 12 months, that's up to you. So if you do that for 12 months, then you get an additional bonus of the 1% cash back. But if you decide you only want to do it a couple months here and there, you know, your favorite flavor is coming out, but it's only available for 1 month, but you want to make sure that you get the really great pricing for that one particular flavor, you can sign up for just 1 month and then let it lapse. There is no contract. It's just 1 month at a time, and products are 100% guaranteed. So,
yeah.
I mean, heck of a deal.
Yes, it is. And I know that we have a lot of pride with our bodies, but we also need to have a lot of pride and common sense with our wallets and purses. Guys, I'm telling you, it doesn't make sense until you got to go buy something, and then it makes more sense when you realize you're instead of having to go get the cheap crap with fillers because you don't have that kind of money, but you need your protein for a supplement because you're basically stuck on the road or busy in life. When you have to spend another $150 for the same stuff that you should be getting at these retail prices in the vault, it'll start to make better sense. So you might have a little money in your pocket now, but when it comes to crunch time, when you're getting close to that shoulder and that prep to end, think about it now so you can save that money.
Yep. I mean, and if you religiously use your supplements and you know you're going to be placing an order every single month, then it makes sense to have a vault membership every single month. But if that's not the rate that you use those products, then it might not. So the vault membership just gives you that flexibility to utilize it as it makes sense for your purchasing habits.
Yes. And I will add something that Desiree and I share with a lot of people that are just getting into the sport or just getting into health and fitness. Good health is not cheap. You're going to be spending money everywhere to try and keep yourself in good health. This nation is priced to basically beat down the healthy individual. So if you can save money everywhere you can, then please save money everywhere you can, as long as it doesn't devalue your health and your fitness. Because if you don't have a healthy body and a stable mind and mentality, then what do you really have but a whole bunch of material stuff you really can't enjoy because you're not physically and mentally fit enough to do it?
There you have it. What else we have?
There you have it. Okay, the next question is about the Ho-Chunk Casino itself. And we were throwing around the name about the Dell, so I'll let you recap the location, the venue, and the proximity to Wisconsin Dells.
Okay, so it's Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. So it's actually a place, I don't know if I've got to pronounce this right, but it's Baraboo. Baraboo? Is it Baraboo? Probably Baraboo, Wisconsin. So they are in very close proximity. I mean, really, you're talking about, I mean, depending on where you go in the Dales, I mean, it's a wide enough area. But if you make it in the direction of the Wisconsin Dells, you're going to be able to find Ho-Chunk. But if all else fails, Google Maps, Siri, she can pinpoint exactly where Ho-Chunk is in relation to your favorite spot in the Dells.
Yes, and so the question also pertained to bringing family. And I'm thinking, you know, you could make it a weekend getaway. But so there's always people that love to travel, but some people that might not love to travel to see a bodybuilding show because that's pretty much not their forte. They want to spend that time with the family. This is a great opportunity. The show's in August, so you still get the summer weather. And if you want to make it a water weekend getaway for the people that don't really want to do the show, that opportunity is there too, because everything is in close, like we're saying, proximity to the show, to the venue, to everything. So
Wisconsin Dells to Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, it's like 15 minutes. It literally is like 15 minutes, so it's not far at all. So to tag on to what Kaylin is saying, if you want to go plan a family vacay at the Dells and then wrap in the show, you're definitely close enough to do all of that. And, of course, you know, they want the show to be family-friendly as well, so it's a natural tie-in.
Yes. And, you know, the other thing was, okay, I'm getting these names mixed up. This is from David. David wants to know, and now, David, I'm going to call you out right now because we did cover this on the show. I think you might have been either running to the fridge or hit the turn signal. So I got to call you out.
Oh, my gosh, you did call David out.
Yes. And this one is dealing with the, when we talk about there's going to be drinks at the table, I'll let you address that one, Des.
I don't know if I can address that one. I can't address that one. I mean, there's going to be a full menu to purchase items.
Yes. There you go. That's the subject.
Okay. Okay. As far as the specifics, yeah. No, I mean, it's going to be a full menu to purchase items. It's kind of like, have any of you guys ever been to those movie theaters they have now where you can eat while you watch the movie? And so your waiter comes around before the show, your waiter, your waitress, your service staff, and they find out what drinks you want to order. Do you want popcorn, chicken fingers, whatever it is that they're serving, pizza? And then you place your order, and then, you know, you get your food and you enjoy the show. And they come around about 10 minutes before the movie is over, and you pay your bill, and then you go on your merry way after the show is done. And I think this is going to be pretty similar.
Yes. So it's not going to be a bunch of P4P T-shirted people running around giving out hot
lava. Oh, no. Nope. It's going to be a full staff.
Yeah.
It's going to be a full staff.
Chucking and jiving, okay? I get that this is so new to a lot of listeners that you're not understanding where we're coming from. This is not P4P chucking out P4P product in the hope that you'll want to buy a container before you go home. This is P4P undefeated. I think JB has stressed this many times. Dez and I, Linda and David, the whole Liggett, are P4P entertainment. Now you have P4P supplements. JB, Chad, and Joe, they cover that in. Then you have other people that are doing the other aspects of the industry. So, you know, this is not something to basically try to get as many tubs of protein or pre-workout put out there. There's going to be a booth, but that's over in its own area. This is not going to be P4P people running through the groups and people seated trying to get to sell. P4P supplements. That's not the ideal of this. This is a show in its own right, and P4P just happens to be the promoter. And I hope that explains it a little bit better. Beth.
And there you have it. What else are we having?
Okay. Now, this one, I'm going to get this one in because I think a lot of people are really starting to understand. We were able to slow it down enough where they get it. Are you guys saying, this is from Tina, are you guys saying that the Wisconsin Dells can be done during the show? And that, no, I'm not saying that. And I'll throw that to Dez, but I know this is basically saying what I was trying to say, reiterate, is that if you have family members that aren't really into bodybuilding, it's in a location where you can actually take the rest of the family and do a vacation in bed and still have the rest of the family for the bodybuilding come join you Sunday or Friday. It depends on how it goes about to basically still make it a fan family. Oh, I'm Dez all day today. A family fun friendly event.
Yeah. Oh my goodness is right. But yeah, Kaylin's right. So Wisconsin Dells, where water parks, hotels, all of that great stuff. Wisconsin Dells proper is basically a 15-minute, 20-minute drive from the Ho-Chunk Gaming Casino. So the name of the casino is Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. So basically what we're saying is bring the whole family if you like, and if there's parts of the family that don't want to come to the show, to the competition, then, you know, if you have coverage for the kids, then you could just come to the competition and then regroup with everyone after the show or before the show. So
Yeah. It
really is kind of like a destination location, and especially for the athletes. You're coming to compete, but you can really blow out the weekend and bring the family and have a little getaway at the same time.
Exactly. There you go. That covered it perfectly. Or should I say, and there you have it.
And there you have it.
Okay, now the next one is dealing with the competition, and it's a pro-am, from my understanding. Dez, can you help me out?
Yes, it is a pro-am. So there is a pro competition and an amateur, a pro division and an amateur division. So both sets of athletes will be competing at the P4P Undefeated Natural Bodybuilding Championships. There are divisions for both.
Yes, and it's the first year. They've got some unique trophies. I don't know what they've officially decided on, but the whole emphasis is to make sure the athlete is treated like. Have we talked about how JB and Joe are competitors and have competed in the natural ranks for some years? So they are basically putting on the show that they always wanted to have a chance to compete in. So if you can understand that, you can understand why there's so much involved from production, from planning, from trophies, from presentation. They're covering everything that they wanted to have, be a part of. And, you know, what JB said was just mind-blowing to me. He said this show, he wants it dwarfed by somebody else that comes up with a better idea and concept. He just wanted to basically get the ball rolling so this whole window is open, and then you've got a door that opens that everybody can get into. Because I think it's so enlightening that people aren't seeing it. And I love the fact that you guys keep throwing these questions like, is this really going to happen? Yes, it's really going to happen. What's the, you know, I think what you guys asked on Tuesday was kind of, it kind of caught me off guard too, is what's the catch? And I'll throw that one to Dez. That one was from, we got Blaine, Blake, Charles, Kyle, Kyrie, Devin, and Belinda. All of them want to know what's the catch. How is the athlete and the audience going to get hooked to where they might be screwed over?
But guys, there is no catch. I mean, the long of the short is there is no catch. I mean, just like their products, the boys from P4P Muscle that started P4P Muscle, their whole philosophy has always been to offer something to the natural community that wasn't there before. And P4P Undefeated is just an extension of that. So as Kaylin had said, both Joe and JB and Chad, all three of them are competitors.
Yeah.
They've been on every side of this equation. So they're on the supplement side of the equation. They've been on the competitive side of the equation. They take supplements. I mean, so they are always looking for ways to enhance the athlete's experience in the natural community. And this is just one more extension of that. And you guys, if you've listened to JB talk at all, you know that this man is never at a loss for ideas. He is an idea man plus. There is no idea big enough that he's not willing to try and go after if he thinks it's going to help them help the natural community. And that's just it. I mean, and so that's the approach that they're taking. So there really is no catch. There is no downside. Let me put it this way. There is no downside that we are aware of.
There you go.
I mean, there's literally not. There's no, you know, you register, you go, you compete. They already have in place a way to do everything that they've been talking about. And we haven't even heard everything yet, but everything that they've been talking about is already in motion. So, you know, the only thing you have to do is show up and enjoy. As an athlete, show up and bring your best. I mean, the catch is you can't bring a half, you can't bring a half effort. We'll just put it at that. You have to come ready to compete. Come ready to compete. That's the catch. There is, I mean, as big as this show is going to be, it is going to attract big, I would say, not big national athletes, but, you know, the very serious competitor. And I don't say that to scare anybody. I'm just saying if you're going to be here, show up ready to compete. And that's the only catch.
Yes.
You got to be ready. You got to give it your all. And you got to be ready to cheer and support and be ready to have a good time. If you're not ready to have a good time, then you know what? You can just hang out in Wisconsin Dells. You can come check out the after party later. Maybe if you've decided by then you're ready to have a good time. But I really think those are the only two quote-unquote catches that there might be.
Yes. This one is from Carl. He's wanting to know what's the judging panel look like. And I'll let you take that one, but I'm already set and good because I know the head judge is going to basically be a head judge and take care of those athletes. And I'll let you throw that out there.
Yep. I'm glad you want to let me throw that out there because I can't give the list of what the judging panel, the full judging panel is. But
the head judge. All I need is the head judge. Because if anybody knows anything about competition, that's enough, because he's not going to let any BS slide, and he's not going to let any athlete get cheated.
Yep. So, I mean, you've got Earl the Pearl that's there, and Snyder,
yes.
And he's going to be a phenomenal head judge, very knowledgeable, does a great job, very consistent. And he does a great job of guiding his other judges, prepping them on what to expect, what to be looking for, what his expectation is from them. And I know because he's been a head judge, or he was a head judge at the Natural Peoria Championships where I test judge. So I've seen Earl in action, and he's going to do a good job making sure that all of the athletes get a fair look. And he listens to his judging panel. If they want to see someone moved around, if they can't see someone, he is going to move everyone around as much as is requested so all the judges can see what they need to see and give them guidance all along the way. So it's as much effort as Chad, Joe, and JB are putting into the creation of the show. They are not going to slack on who they choose to be part of the judging panel, or who they invite, I should say.
Yes, and there you go. And that's big, guys. I mean, I appreciate you asking because it does matter. judging does matter because you can ruin a show. I don't care how good it's presented. If the judging is improper and the wrong person is placed in a position that they don't deserve. I mean, I don't know what would be worse if someone was caught cheating at a show or the judging was so poor that no one was presented as they should have been. I don't know which would hurt more. And
I personally haven't seen the full lineup.
Well, I think it's still making sure that because it's so far a window out that they're confirming, but they're making sure that they're going to be there. And I know you guys get tired of us saying sometimes that because we don't know, we're not going to put that information out there. But we have to, because if we're talking real talk, what good is slander or gossip? It's not real talk. So, you know, I know it's frustrating. But I don't want people thinking, well, just lie to me and we'll figure it out later, because that's not what we're about. This is P4P real talk, and we have to stand on what we say.
Yep. So Earl, they formally announced him, and we'll be waiting with bated breath to see who all rounds out the panel.
And there you go. There you go.
There you have it.
Yeah, we're running short on time. Wow, we didn't even get through half these questions. Dan, I'm going to have to send you the rest of the questions, and we're going to have to go over them so we can find ways to get these answers out there. Holy crap.
Well, and you know what, guys? We have, so you asked for it, and now we have it. We have our own official P4P Real Talk with Desiree and Kaylin Facebook site. So we will take these questions and post the questions with the answers on that page. So, and if we still have not answered everything that you felt you put out there, or if you come up with something new, you know we're going to be back on Tuesday and Thursday and catch us again. But that will be the plan moving forward. Go ahead.
One last thing is the drug testing. Any new information on that, Desiree? This is from Tina.
I do not have any new details on that as of yet, but with all things, as soon as we do have them or additional information, we will be sure to share it. And Joe and JB, or especially JB, will be back, so no worries, guys. We will get all of the information to you that you're looking for, and it just goes to show we don't necessarily have any insider track any more than the rest of you. Sometimes they give us a little sneak peek, but a lot of times we're waiting to hear what they're going to say when they get on the show. So we're out here looking for details and just keeping our eyes open just as much as all of you guys are. So I would just say keep your eyes fixed on the P4PUndefeated.com website, because all of that information is going to be made available.
Or the P4P Real Talk with Desiree and Kaylin, and we'll make sure it's available as well.
There you have it. There you have it. I tell you what, Kaylin Patterson, I think you've got about enough. I tell you what, you've got about enough time to give a snickerdoodle shout out.
Snickerdoodle is snickerfoodle.
There you have it. do check us out. P4P Real Talk with Desiree and Kaylin. If you search P4P Real Talk on Facebook, we should pop up for you, we're going to get answers to your questions out there. Yep, what?
It pretty soon you're going to have Des and Kaylin on one of these buckets, so y'all better buy them. So you got some souvenirs.
shucks, I tell you. You know what? I want a flavor called I'll Tell You What. That's what I want. I don't know what it's going to be, but it should be called I Tell You What, just like that. That's how you have to say it when you ask for it. I Tell You What. So on behalf of myself, Kaylin, and the boys from P4P Muscle, your body is a temple, so let's build it.
With snickerdoodle.